Hello. Welcome to Audio 4 of Gaining Freedom from Your Patterned Responses. Last time I gave an example of how we can learn to tone down our curiosity and delight and how that separates us from people. Let's look at other examples of isolating ourselves or limiting closeness with blind beliefs. The repeated predictable statements between us and friends or loved ones that create uncomfortable silences, distance, or unpleasant exchanges are most likely driven by blind beliefs. If we have a recurring complaint of another, no matter how nice we are about expressing it, underneath we might feel as if there are no possibilities for changing the outcome of the discussion, or we may have a desire to correct or punish. Another hidden belief might be based on some self-degrading thoughts and emotions that make us want to blame the other instead of exploring those thoughts and emotions about ourselves. When we become more clear, those predictable discussions begin to look different to us. How we feel and think in the midst of them changes. The Katasi teachings offer an understanding of self that gives a bigger perspective on how to look at ourselves and other people, a perspective absent of judgment and pretense, and a clarity that lets us see possibilities. Learning to love ourselves unconditionally is a part of this understanding of self. Gloves off, hands open to our totality, our vastness, and the safety to explore and to distinguish self from not self. Another example. In our society, it's very popular to accept as the way to do things right the exhausting pace of our lives. The huge agreement for this social value makes it easy to believe that it's necessary to live by this belief. This social value ignores the need for our society to dance toward balance, a balance that allows us to continue in a sustainable way. Balance for our physical health, our emotional health, for the children, for the earth. We don't make time for learning the skills of knowing and loving the depths of who we are, the depths below our criticisms and judgments and fears of not being good enough. Having these skills opens the doors to closeness with others and to the earth in new and expanded ways. The Katasi people understand this and know how to live this way. They've done this for over 30,000 years. Maybe it's time for us to learn their ways and to use them in our high-tech lives. They would say that to make the biggest leap into the future technologies requires that we learn to first live in the balance that comes from knowing the fullness, the totality of who and what we are. Part of that knowing comes from replacing our blind beliefs with unconditional love. I'll talk more about this soon. Next time, let's look at one more example, an example of how media can inform our blind beliefs. Talk to you soon.